It's so wonderful to be standing before you. We just sang a song, How Beautiful, right? And that song reminded us of the beauty that we see in God's creation. But there's a perspective from this platform that you folks don't get to see. And that's the beauty in the face of every image bearer that's been created out here. And it is a wonderful privilege to be sharing God's word with you. This morning, we are picking up on our Galatians series. We started back in September. We took a break for the holidays and Advent messages. Today's message is a continuation of that. And so if you have forgotten what Galatians was about, you can step back to somewhere about mid-September and watch the 7 or 8 messages that were there. But we are picking that up, and so you may wonder why we're at where we're at in today's message. If you have your Bibles, before going to prayer, I'd like to have us read today's section of Scripture. Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. It reads, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish, having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him as righteousness. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we are amazed at the truths that we have heard already this morning through song. And then now through the reading of this scripture. Lord, we thank you for the truth that Jesus Christ's death accomplished something for us, and that it accomplished a forgiveness of sins, and it accomplished an anchor by which our soul will not be moved